I made to the SBA was that I develop people. I don't care for the biggest office, I don't care for the smallest office, but I do care that we're the best office. And that all of our people have a chance to learn and advance professionally and be part of a winning team. It's fun to win. It's hell to lose. I've won and I've lost, and boy, I like to win. I hope you all like working here, because a job can be fun. And I think if you haven't learned it already, you're going to, that working with Doug Graves can be fun. But it's never going to be easy, because I demand the very best that's in people. And once you learn to give your best, you will start liking it. It will start being fun. Several of you have asked, what is expected of us as individuals? And my answer is one word: results. Just that simple. Some of us can do more, I should say some of you can do more in 20 hours than others do in 40. I look at results, not time. And I'll say this, I do not like comparing our accomplishments with other districts or other regions. Because when you do this, you're comparing yourself to average. And if you're comparing yourself to average, what are you comparing yourself to? The best of the worst or the worst of the best? Did you ever see an average runner win a race? Or an average team win a football game? No. Averages don't win. You are not average people. I will not be average. We are going to be the best. And we're going to set our goals, our targets, at being 25% better than the average of the others. You know, all that does is just make you first. That's all it is. I want to establish the reputation of this office that everyone that's going to go on a cross-training program wants to come here to cross-train. Because of our reputation, of what we're doing with and for our people and for our small business customers and our banks. And we can establish this, and you'll be surprised how fast it can be established. I want this office to have the reputation of producing the most qualified people of any district in the country. And when this happens, let me tell you what will happen. Other district directors will come here to look for people when they have top jobs to fill. And when that happens, someone else is able to move up. I would like to have the reputation of establishing, of developing good people. I'll do my part of it if you'll do yours. Now, there's one other thing I don't like. I do not like emergencies. Not the type of emergency you're thinking about. If there's a deadline for a report on the 5th, let's have it ready on the 4th. So if you drop dead tonight, why, no one cares, the report is ready. No, but I tell you, there are so many things that come up, and every one of you have come to work in the morning knowing just exactly what you were going to do. And at 4:30, you still haven't gotten started on it because there was an emergency. This is why I don't like them. If you plan, if you get a request for something today, or you give a request to someone else, just expect it to be back to you a day early or 2 days early. There is nothing worse than for me to go to a meeting and not have something I was supposed to have, or you to come to one. And I say, don't make excuses, make good. You'll hear me say that many, many times. Now, I said that we wanted to do a lot of things, and I don't know how to do all these things. And this is where I need your help. I would like each and every one of you that wants to make up a list of things, not gripes, but things that you think need improving. Personnel, system, service, everything. Anything you want to put down of what you think we could do to make this a better place to work and give better service to our customers. Now, don't anyone suggest we work 20 hours a week. I mean, that doesn't count. I don't care whether you sign your name to it, or whether you type it, whether it's in longhand. I'd like to have you sign your name because I'd like to see the constructive ideas that you can come up with. I know they're out there. I've heard them. I've heard a lot of them in the 4 weeks I've been here. And I'll tell you, if we get 100 suggestions in and we take just 10 of them, do you realize what that will do for improving the office? It'll be unbelievable. And you should start thinking now about what you want personally to accomplish the next 6 months. And the quality of work you do, the quantity of work you do, your personal objectives that will make it possible for you to accomplish more. I don't know if we can accomplish everything you want to, but we're sure going to try. Now, I tell you, we wanted to keep you up posted, and I'm sure since the last meeting you've all heard that we are announcing today the reorganization of the F&I division. We're going back to the old system we had about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. We're breaking up the team concept. Now, I hate to do this because I have been brought up under the team concept in business, and it works. It is a beautiful one in business. But in business, when you have a vacancy, you can fill it right now. You can shift people around without a lot of red tape. We can't do it in the SBA. I don't know how many. We've been had a loan officer supposed to have been in for 2 or 3 months. We've got a process. I mean, if I'm using these right words, I still don't know them. Jack and some of the others get disgusted with me when I say something and it doesn't match and it isn't what I mean. But it's the system has to respond faster to needs than we can do it here. So, as you leave, there are some tables of organization of the new setup. Our timing on it, we were January 1 maybe. It now looks as if region could possibly be out of here by the middle of January. I know someone said they've been telling us that for 2 years, but if it looks like at the end of the year, if it looks like this is a possibility, we'll probably wait because it'll just save moving completely. Arnie, I didn't tell you this, but we had a meeting while you were gone and decided what it would take to move, and it's really not too complicated, even though the region's still here. All you have to do is get out of your office down on the corner, and they can move right where they have to be. They assigned you the men's room. That's all.
Private offices. With booths, yeah.
Well, this will take place sometime, probably in the next 30 days. Second, Lo Francis and Al Lopez are starting a new assignment that I think has the potential of being one of the most productive programs we've ever had. They are making a very in-depth survey and inventory of all of our inventory or minority loans, the problems, what they need, what we can do for them. I'm sure that they're going to drive Arnie up the wall with the request that they're going to bring in for help from SCORE and from management assistance and so forth. It has tremendous potential. Now, with the region moving, it's going to make many changes in the way we operate. Region has been doing a lot of things for us, and someone said also to us. But we've got to become independent. We've got to be able to stand on our own feet and do the things that other districts have been doing for years, that we have been depending on this region to do for us. And I say, let's start doing it now, so that all of a sudden, some morning we don't wake up and they're gone, and we don't know what to do. Let's start showing our independence now. Cut the apron strings. Now, with this happening, and with the F&I, and with new director, there's just an awful lot of things happening all at once. And I think that during this next 2 months particularly, we just need to be a little more considerate of each other and our feelings. And if you want to fight, go on home and fight. Be considerate here. You know, you don't have to go home, but you do have to work. So be considerate here. And remember this, I'm going to expect a lot from you. And in return, you can expect a lot from me. And I think you'll find that I will give a lot to you. I'll work hard for you. I'm going to treat you people, and I want you to treat other people the way you would like to be treated. I'm going to treat you fair. You're going to know where you stand with me. I may fool you for a day or two, but not for very long. You know, you'll know whether it's good or bad. I don't like people fooling me, and I won't fool other people. I'm going to expect results from you. Not impossible results. Not average results. Top results. Now, above all, though, I want a team of people that look forward every morning to coming to work. You know, I get up in the morning and my adrenaline flows. I look forward to coming to work. It's fun. I enjoy it. God help anyone that comes to work and says, oh, another day. I can't imagine anything worse. And just remember, if this is happening, it's probably all of our fault. It's not the work we're doing, it's the way we have to do it. And this is why I just say, let's treat each other the way you want to be treated. Let's make it a fun place to work. A place that you wake up in the morning and can't wait to get out of the house. And all the problems you have there. Come here where you have nothing but fun and laughter. And you believe. That's all I have. If some of you have some questions, I'll try to answer them for you.
You want to pick
those
screen for me?
Yes. Would you give me the $6 that you got to go?
They slided me. It's only 365.
You must only have to go across the street. turn that in. You're going to get paid while you're over there. Any other questions I can dispose of equally intelligently? We'll light your candle.
Okay. We'll put fences. And over in the right hand column, let's make it about 2/3 over on the page from the left hand margin, and about 1/3 of the page from the right hand margin, you can put a column of dollar figures. So okay, go back to fences, and then the value for that, one third of the page in from the right hand margin, $100. Okay, directly under that, fish pond, and $500. Now that five, understand, right down directly underneath the $100 figure, and so on. Okay, under the fish pond, put water and sewer lines, $3,200. Yeah. That drives and concrete work, $800, and under that total, $4,600. That's the end of the tape.